Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We hadn't even heard of your product. Our son called us and said, you two need to be using this. And, oh, I love it. It really seems to be helping. My energy levels are not always great, but for the last couple of months, it seems to be improving. But it was really strange because our son doesn't recommend a lot of products to us. He's not like that with us. He says, you're my parents. I'm not yours. I'm not telling you what to do. But with this one, he said, no, I think you really need to do this. And our son was right. We need to be doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Yeah, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team? And if not, at what point does a delay hamper a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete, epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
Building back better means giving support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. For a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Wow. Started out with Pompeo talking about a smooth transition into the second term. He was laughing. He said, we're ready. Sidney Powell, the attorney we've actually had on the show, will be sort of unleashing the Kraken, unleashing the evidence on Dominion software. We have that. We have, then I had, in this clip in particular, that was Dr. Scott Atlas talking about the crime against humanity, the public health departments, and the egregious policies, the things they're doing to businesses, the things they're doing that they think they can get away with doing to the people. And it's a crime against humanity. When he said, when we're able to really show, we're going to show that this was the case all across the board. And then ending with Justin Trudeau of Canada, Mr. Like Dr. Pesta just said, I mean, he might have said this on the break to me, but it's Gavin Newsom. It's Canada's version of the California governor, Gruesome, is what they call him now, talking about and just admitting, hey, this was an opportunity. COVID's an opportunity for our great reset. We're going to get our goals, 2030 goals. We're going to fight climate change and poverty. They keep telling everybody that we're that they're going to do these things and they go hand in hand. Well, they go hand in hand with the universal income and they go hand in hand with vaccinations, mandatory, forced. And they're not afraid to say it. They're just not afraid. Uncle Milty will join me in just a few minutes. He had to step out for a minute. And let me, you know what? Let me play this clip for you. There's a lot of talk about Moderna and what is going on with Moderna as far as their vaccine and how it's 94% A-OK. Can't you just wait to take this? And so what happens when we talk about vaccines? There are a lot of people out there that if you actually ask a question about a vaccine, what do they say? You're an anti-vaxxer. Not anything in between, just the extreme. You're an anti-vaccinator. Well, what about if you just want to ask a question about it? What if you don't trust this COVID vaccine coming out? And then what people will say is this. Well, polio. Polio. And then that's supposed to be the trump card to end the conversation, right? Because polio. How can you defy polio? And then everyone goes, well, yeah, there was polio. I mean, my gosh, what would we be without polio? So they must be telling the truth about this COVID vaccine. They saved us from polio once upon a time. Let me tell you why that doesn't shake out. Let me tell you why I have more reservations understanding what happened with polio and not more of a feeling of trust when it comes to vaccinations. In fact, let me play you a clip from Ed Haslam. He wrote the book Dr. Mary's Monkey and really exploded the whole vaccine narrative on polio. Listen to this. It's about 3.5 minutes. Here you go.
I mean, this is the big secret people don't know. All right. Both the Salk vaccine and the Sabin vaccine were grown on monkey kidney cells. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like they
polio
are now.
Polio just loves monkey kidney cells. And when they made the vaccine, they got all of the viruses that were in the monkey kidney cells in the vaccine. What happens right about that time in 57 is two researchers up at NIH/NCI, and they are Bernice Eddy, who did the vaccine safety testing, and Sarah Stewart, who happens to be one of Mary Sherman's friends because they went to the University of Chicago Medical School together. Sarah Stewart and Bernice Eddy discover a cancer-causing virus, and they name it polyoma. And this is really big news up inside the Beltway because this was the first time somebody was able to say viruses can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. And so the funding started flowing, and people were able to get electron microscopes and start cataloging these viruses and stuff. And in about a year, they had cataloged enough monkey viruses, and they discovered this polyoma, which Stewart and Eddy had been using in hamsters and stuff, was originally from the Asian rhesus monkey, which is from Asia. Mm-hmm. And they renamed it polyoma. Poly means many, oma means tumors. This one virus was able to cause different types of tumor in different types of mammals. Okay, and when they found it in the monkey, the official name, monkey's scientific name is simian, they renamed it simian virus number 40, or SV40 for short. If you Google that, you'll find a ton of information on the internet. And once they discovered that, Bernice Eddy went to the Cancer Society without the permission of her bosses and announced to them that this SV40 virus was in the liver, kidney cells rather, that they had grown the polio virus on. Soon they proved it was in the polio vaccine. And this was after they had already manufactured 200 million doses of the polio vaccine, and they had already released 100 million doses to the public. And this, in my opinion, is the biggest mistake in the history of government.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what do you do? What did they do once they knew? And you do two things. First is you stamp it a national security secret because you don't want to be held accountable for it, which is why the Cancer Society starts telling everybody in the 60s that viruses cannot cause cancer. And they sold that one for 20 years. Bernice Eddy was trying to warn us about the contamination of the polio vaccine. That might be forecasting an epidemic of cancer. Well, do we have an epidemic of cancer in America today? As a result of the contamination of the polio vaccine, as a result of the cancer-causing virus in the polio vaccine, we got back between 15 and 20 cases of cancer for every one case of polio, which is why we have the cancer epidemic today that we have.
And we're about to repeat that. That was Ed Haslam. He wrote the book Dr. Mary's Monkey. The guy is a phenomenal researcher. He does his homework. This book has changed a lot of people because it really took the whole polio narrative. We were all saved from polio, right? And said, A, why did we get the polio surge? What caused it? He answers that in his book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. Also, it really brought to light the fact that this egregious vaccine that was coming from monkey cells, as they still do, with all of the disease that it had, and it went back into our own bodies, that it caused the cancer epidemic that has never gone away. And what did Judy Mikovits tell us on this show, the one that worked under Fauci, the one that has been working on these for, well, really a career of almost 40 years? She said that not only are the masks going to cause an epidemic down the road of cancer because of everything we're breathing in all day. We were never, ever, ever supposed to wear something covering our face and our oxygen all day long. But the fact that the vaccine that they want to administer for COVID-19 is so dangerous, don't let them sell you on the fact that this thing is just nifty and great. It's not, by a long shot. It's dangerous. And they're saying now only the alt-right people, only those far righties will tell you it's dangerous. And over in Europe, they're clamping down on anybody sharing information about it being dangerous over there. They want the government messaging to prevail because people are starting to be very leery about taking this vaccine. They have been. And even though they're saying it's 94% effective, there are people that will buy into taking this thing. They'll be dumb enough to take it. But I am hoping that if we can share enough information that we can get people to understand that we've done it before and we're about to do it again. We've done it before. We have caused more illness, more problems, more intrusion. And if they do this by force, we won't get a choice. And that's exactly where they're going to go with it. My own governor talks about this. Treading water until we get the vaccine. If an illness is 99.9% recoverable, as it is now with COVID, without any medication at all, think about that, 99.9% recoverable without any medication at all, why in the world would you need a vaccine? Why would you need a vaccine for something that is not almost 100% recoverable on your own without medication? If we can all just digest that, we'll be miles ahead in this country. This is how insidious this is. It's insidious. It's horrifying to me that people would actually say, well, my body can do that 99.9% of the time, it looks like, after 10 months, but I'll get the vaccine? For what? For what? For what reason? Be right back.
He's saying he wants a forced vaccination program for all 7.5 billion people in the world. I believe that this pandemic has been blown out of proportion in order to force the entire adult population into a mandated vaccine program just like our children are at. In fact, I've been predicting that for the last 3 years on every stage I speak on. This has been a goal by the WHO for many years, and now we're seeing it. I believe this pandemic is being used to create such difficulty in our lives. We can't go to work. We're losing our money. We have to wear a mask. We got to stay 6 feet apart. We can't kiss. We can't hug. Also, they make us so miserable. So when they rush this vaccine out, we go, fine, I'll take it if that's what it's going to take to get our lives back to normal. But know this, it won't just be that vaccine. The moment you allow the government to say you have to take it, you just bought into the vaccine program for every adult. And guess what? You didn't get the 54 vaccines your children are getting. Now you have to catch up on 54 vaccines. Guess what? 270 vaccines are already approved and in the pipeline you've never heard of, and thousands of vaccines are in trials right now as we speak, because the future of the industry is a product that doesn't test for safety, as I told you, has no liability, and can be forced on you by government mandates. It's the greatest product pharma's ever had, and it happens to be your future if you don't stand up for your rights. If you read every headline, it's telling us, Patrick, there's two words in a sentence that I think make it the most dangerous sentence known to man. Every time you read, they are rushing the science. That is what we read in every headline talking about COVID-19. I'm not exaggerating it. We are rushing science. Now let's talk about this vaccine. It is not a brand new vaccine. It is not another version of a measles vaccine. They have been attempting a coronavirus vaccine since, for the last at least 20 years. Very specifically, since we had SARS, which was a coronavirus back in the early 2000s, multiple drug companies have been attempting to make a coronavirus vaccine. Here's what's amazing, and I discovered in our research. Every single animal trial by all of those different drug companies and different approaches to a coronavirus vaccine had the same result. In every one of the trials, they used ferrets. It's a popular animal. I think it has a similar immune system to human beings. They gave them their trial COVID or coronavirus vaccine, and the animals seemed to be doing just fine. They would have said it's safe. Look, the animal's fine. Vaccine didn't hurt them. They even checked their blood, and they were having robust antibody production, meaning it looks like it really works, and they're probably all jumping up and down in their laboratories. But here's what happens. In an animal trial, you're allowed to go one step further than you're ethically allowed to in a human trial. That's called a challenge study, where they actually put the animal in contact with the virus. Can't do this with a human being. But they put the ferrets in contact with coronavirus, and every single one of the trials had the same problem. Instead of the antibodies protecting the animal from the coronavirus, the antibodies actually helped the virus attack their own immune system, and it overreacted. They had serious upper respiratory conditions, organ failure, what's called a cytokine storm, meaning the immune system sent their body into inflammation and brain all over. Many of the animals died. It was so catastrophic that in these trials, you'll see at the end a caution that says we should be very careful moving forward with human trials. Well, now we have just skipped all of the animal trials, and we're going into these small human trials that will never have the challenge study part of this. So what I'm saying is we are rushing a vaccine that was deadly in the animal trials. And when you think about the money, right, you think about money, you and I both know where there's billions of dollars to be made, you will find people willing to skip some steps if it means winning the race. And I call this the amazing race. Bill Gates and most of the people in the world are saying this vaccine will be given to all 7.5 billion people. If this vaccine is a cheap vaccine at $100, that means this product will make $750 billion to the winner of this vaccine race right now. There are 100 companies in this race. I assure you, if they have a couple of missteps or a few problems, and they think, well, we can try and overcome them once the product is out, no one wants to give up that cash prize. And so I think we are watching potentially some of the worst science we may ever see. And now imagine if Bill Gates gets his wish. If the WHO manages to force vaccinate the planet, we all have to get this in order to get onto an airplane or to be allowed back into our job or to have the tracking app that's on our phone say, he's allowed to go to the gym, I have to have had that vaccine. If that happens and they didn't overcome this problem, which they're describing, it's called antibody immune enhancement. You've had Tony Fauci allude to this. You've heard him say there's a potential this vaccine could make people more sick. Or Dr. Peter Hotez, who is actually a scientist that's attempted to make a coronavirus vaccine, he met with the Congress and said, we have this problem of antibody immune enhancement. So imagine everybody gets this vaccine. Let's imagine it's all by good scientists that think they've overcome the problem, but they don't know why it happens. They'll admit that to you. We don't know why this is happening. And they're looking at one strain of the virus. There's already 30 mutations, Patrick. What happens if we all get this vaccine, and maybe it was fine with the virus that we came in contact with, but 2 years down the road, there's a mutation to the coronavirus. Just like there's been 30, maybe there's 70. Maybe the 71st mutation triggers this problem where it sends our immune system, and instead of protecting us, it attacks us. and now the death rate of COVID is not 0.26%. What if it's 5%? What if it's 10%? What if it's 80% of people start dying because the vaccine is causing them to get more sick instead of protecting them? Here's what I know. We have never seen a virus or a bacteria on this planet since the dawn of man that ever even came close to eradicating the species. But I believe rushing science and forcing everybody to use it, if we make a catastrophic error, there is no way to get that vaccine out of ourselves. And a mistake like that by people that I do think have a real God complex, that could be catastrophic for our species. I would just always caution, I better always have the right to choose what's injected into me. And I'll read the science myself and think, if I think that 0.26% death rate is really worthy of taking on the risk of a vaccine that killed the animals in the animal trials.